Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, man sagt es wach im Perig Yud Aleph, Mischne Aleph. Dam chattas en nittas ala beged. The blood of a carbon chattas that somehow spritzed, got sprayed onto clothes. Ton kibbutzin has to be washed. This is a pasuk. Yize midom ala beged, if it sprays, if it spritzes some of its blood on a beged, asher yizu ala techabes b'mokim kodesh. The Torah says, it has to be washed, and it has to be washed in the Azara. So again, dam chata shenitas ala beged, if blood of a chatas spritz, spattered on a garment, reze toan kibbutz, it has to be washed. You have to remove the blood. The special way of how it has to be washed, you have to use seven different ingredients in this detergent. Now, afal b'sha'ina kasim medabri ela b'nacholais, even though this pasuk talks only about the types of carbon chatas that are eaten, Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Bimkoim Kodosh Te'achel. Now, at the beginning of the pasuk over there says that any food that absorbs something from a chatas becomes like the chatas. It has to be eaten Bimokim Kodosh. And then the pasuk says any blood that spritzes on the beged has to be washed. So maybe we're only talking about the type of chatas that could be eaten. So the Mishnah, no. Echot HaNecheles. Whether we're talking about the blood that's processed on the outside chatas, which is eaten, v'yachad apnimius, as well as the blood that's sprinkled on the inside in the heichol, with that type of a chatas, the meat is not eaten, it's burnt outside of Yerushalayim, like we learned earlier. Both require tibbus, so some of the blood spritzes on that has to be washed, and as the pasuk says, toiras hachatas. This is the halachais of the chatas. And we learn from that. Torah achas l'chol chatas. There's one halach in regard to all the chatas. The ones that are processed on the outside mizbech and the azara that are eaten, as well as when you have blood that spatters on a beged from one of the inside chatas, which is not eaten, the beged has to be washed. The Matan Ruh tells us, however, it refers only to chatas behema. Dam chatas ha'oif does not require kibbutz. Now, to the Gemara dash and some sukkim. So, if some of the blood spatters from a chatas ha'oif on a beged, there is no halacha that has to be washed, and washed in a special way in the azara. Okay, so if we have a chatas behema, the claim was mekabel the dam in a keli, and before he spritzed the dam, some of the blood splattered on a beged. The beged requires kibbutz b'mayim. We'll soon see how it has to be done. It's a complicated process. And there's no difference whether it's a chatas behema that's eaten or a chatas that's burnt. But only chatas behema, not chatas ha'oif.